God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Reed's not good and God's not dead. Don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet the Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Adieu! Welcome to yet one more Dog Poet Transmitting again and again. How many transmissions does it take to transmit? Where's the soul and the wit of it? Where's the gold and where's the shit? How long does one push till they're forced to quit? What is the whole and the half of it? That is what we have come here to discover. To stand here between God and the devil and make sure it's all on the level. Tonight or whenever, we are in the saucer pod, hovering above it all with our own version of Google Maps. We're charting the terrain so that we can have some idea of the territory, considering all the waste and glory, the beginning of the tale and the end of the story. Come with me on another journey. Like all of the journeys we have taken and those untaken, each like the other but unlike two. Else we would be repeating ourselves, and this we do not like to do. We like to be new and effervescent. We like to be new and improved. I think you know how that is, and if you don't, you will. That's what the whole process is about, knowing what we don't know and unknowing what we think we know but do not know. Big changes are in the wind as we travel there and back again. We live in the Lord of the Rings, though that hasn't occurred to a lot of people who don't see life as a metaphor, but rather as a what for. That's the thing about big mysteries that are right there in front of our faces. We don't see them. We see the little mysteries. They serve the course of the little lives. These are the mortal lives, and we feed them with mortal dreams with as much as we understand about little mysteries. The big mysteries, the answers to the big mysteries, feed the life immortal, and that is the given and promised destiny of all who have taken advantage of the voice of intuition, because no human mind solves the big mysteries. Only the divine awareness can reveal the truth and unravel the riddles. We do not make ourselves immortal. We are made immortal according to our values and virtues and degrees of surrender. We surrender into the immortality, and it is conferred to the degree that we are able to accept it. We have to believe in the possibility for it to be possible, and I assure you it is, because I have seen it. One can see something without possessing it. It is shown to reveal the possibility of possession, and from there it is just the steps taken upon the path led and leading. It's an automatic for those who persevere and do not give up. You do everything you can, and then you give up. That is the approved surrender at the approved time. It is neither approved nor accepted prior to the changes necessary to affirm it. Well, we know these things, but we don't know them, and it is the steps in arrival that bring us to the knowing, once the unknowing is rooted in our consciousness. Without perfect unknowing, perfect knowing is impossible, if that makes any sense. We go on and on like the sea around here. Time marches on, big changes rumble in the earth below and the skies above. What shape will they take? The age of Aquarius is upon us. It is supposed to usher in a new age of brotherhood. That is what the interpretations have given us. It is to be hoped it won't be like Usher bringing in Justin Bieber. It won't have Lady Gaga doing the soundtrack. It won't have Obama and Nitwit Yahoo at the helm of the sinking ships of state. May we see nothing but temporary bubbles breaking on the surface until there are no bubbles. They don't want to stop. They want to kill till they drop, and drop they shall sooner or later. Hopefully sooner rather than later. There's something the Russians and Iranians know, but I don't know what it is. There's a great deal of confidence out there based on what I have yet to be informed of. It's a mystery is what it is. I'm a firm believer that Mr. Apocalypse is a rope salesman. He gives out whatever rope is necessary for the psychopaths to hang themselves with. One has to keep their confidence up. It looks as bleak can be, but that cannot be the whole picture, can it? How are we to get this mini golden age if it is actually the way it looks? It cannot be the way it looks, given that appearances are deceiving in the first place. I can't help but come back to what I have said so often in recent times. Endure, endure. Not a day goes by when that term doesn't find its way somewhere into my movements. I've been operating on the day short and a dollar late modality lately. I planted 24 Japanese squash plants back near the end of July, wishing and hoping, and now I got near 100 squash coming out, and it's almost the end of October, so I don't think I'm going to see any squash, and for 6 weeks the planting was nagging at me. I could have done something. I could have finished my book. My book sits over the side of my desk. Occasionally it whispers to me and tells me it's already finished and all I have to do is type it into the computer, but I don't. I'm waiting on something, but I don't know what it is. I suspect I will. The December date of dates approaches, and I think of how quickly things can change when they haven't changed very quickly at all. The same as it ever was goes on, the same as it ever was, as we wait on the same as it never was to show up in that interstellar FedEx truck. I'll probably have to sign for it. What I do know is that the bad guys are working overtime trying to get to some point that only they know about because something must be on its way to heading them off at the pass. What else could it be? They got everything stolen and nailed down at this point and not much resistance to be seen. The Twitter virus has got the terminal brain fog machine going overtime too. You would think they don't have to hurry and push so much, but they are hurrying and pushing up a storm. Something is up. Something is going down. Something is coming up or coming down. I'm trying to lock into the slipstream that runs through the eternal trade winds that come off the ocean of birth and death like clockwork every time Mr. Apocalypse shows up. We've gotten so used to the unnatural, banal, mundane that the true magic of resistance, the enduring supernatural, is hidden from our eyes. Without having contact with this, it is hard for anyone to get motivated. It's like trying to move through wet concrete. Sometimes that is called the Slough of Despair. Now, that comes out of The Pilgrim's Progress, not an easy book to read, but some of us have. The Rime of the Ancient Mariner is not an easy poem to read, but some of us have. The Wasteland isn't an easy poem to read, but some of us have. And life is not an easy course to walk when life is the objective, but some of us are walking it, but not on our own. It's a fool's gambit to think that you can walk it on your own. Invictus is an easy poem to read, and any number of us are living that for the moment, until that perfect storm comes up on the horizon, it is certain to do, whenever anyone believes they are the captain of their soul. There are some old teachings having to do with building your house on the banks of a river, building your home in a valley, or on the slopes of a mountain. The Native Americans understood a lot of things about all of that. They had their own form of feng shui. They understood the seasons. They understood the Creator. How can you understand the Creator unless you're living in harmony with the will of the Creator? You cannot. You're understanding only an aberration of something as it is seen from the artificial construct of a false culture that has been violently grafted onto the face of nature. What this does is to activate one of nature's less pleasant reactive personalities in motion for a confrontation date according to the need presented, according to how unpleasant and viral the graft turns out to be in the mind of Lady Nature. London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady. Now, I don't know how well I am remembering this, but didn't some Arizona multimillionaire buy London Bridge and have it moved stone by stone, each stone marked for placement and position, and then have it reconstructed over a river in Arizona or somewhere? I remember something like that. We need to read our fairy tales, Aesop's Fables, Mother Goose, and the like. We need to read the tales of Chuang Tzu. That wouldn't hurt either. He was a latter-day disciple of Lao Tzu. I guess he came in a couple of few hundred years after him. There aren't fairy tales. These aren't fairy tales, but they are very relevant to our existence. But most of our members are reading Peephole Magazine and watching Two and a Half Men or that less-than-subtle Zio-apology show Mad Men. I've never seen the former and only about 15 minutes of the latter, before I had to look for a barf bag because I was getting lack of motion sickness. And I do seem to be jumping all over the place now, but it's between the lines where you have to look for what's being said. Remember how easy it was to learn things before old man puberty came around and cut your world in half and gave you the duality blues? Except you've become as a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, granted, we were supposed to lose our innocence. The whole Garden of Eden scenario was scripted, however it actually managed to take place. We were meant to lose our innocence in order to know the value of it and regain it. That is the beauty and power of regenerated innocence. Or you get senility, which is the other option. There is a spiritual meaning to Alzheimer's. That's why they can call you Al. We harden up and we need to soften up. The heart has to swallow the mind. Most of humanity is living in the bottom three chakras, and the composite nature of the world and material culture are adapted to appeal to and magnetize only these chakras. That's the fix that ordinary humanity is in, and those are the cell blocks that humanity is confined in. These are entire floors that stretch on for what seems like forever. They have the appearance of an entire world, and they are managed by entities that represent fear, desire, and greed, and variations of lust. One of them is the will to power. When you go to school and you study philosophy and comparative religions, the curriculum is designed to exclude relevant truths. The philosophers that are chosen are what I call the Warhol pundits, obscurity and confusion junkies like Wittgenstein and Hume. The study of Christianity rarely goes near the Essenes and the Gnostics. The true meaning of the serpent is reversed and Godhead is presented as demonic. They turn your world upside down and so you walk backwards without knowing it and hold in suspicion those who are going the right way. Occasionally they get the creative idea of burning their teachers at the stake or crucifying them. Few things are more dangerous than organized fundies. Few aggregates are more stupid and obtuse, and they wouldn't know Jesus Christ from Bugs Bunny or Elmer Fudd. Most of them are Elmer Fudd, but for some reason they don't see him when they look in the mirror. You might think I'm being intolerant or a tad harsh. Look at the condition of your world and what is happening to people, and perhaps you'll change your mind. Control of the fundies is one of the primary weapons of the chosen people of Satan. Political correctness is another primary tool. They're now teaching that heterosexuality is abnormal in New South Wales. I'll have that link up in Smoking Mirrors tomorrow. Hard to believe, eh? And of course, you know who's behind all of this. So what do we do, folks? First, we reject the things within our minds. That is what the gentle snorting and casting out of thoughts is all about. You reject these lies and propaganda programming at the essential point before it descends into manifestation, because everything here comes about through precipitation. What you see around you was first an idea, then a thought form or blueprint, then it went through a process that brought about the actual physical structure. Like the idea of sitting. Then all this different kinds of chairs came into thought, and then the building of the chair, and then the chair itself. This is how good and bad enter the picture, and in Kali Yuga, the tendency is for bad to be the likely course. It is a preferred product of the twisted manufacturers of perverted goods for the purpose of increased perversion until such time as they can usher in hell on earth, because that is a kingdom they seek to raise, and that is the exercised will of the one who seeks to be enthroned there. It's not going to work, but they will have at it with a personal will that took its capacity to be willful from the cosmic will, which is the source of all will and only temporarily on loan. It can and will be repossessed at any time, and that is a major key to the failure of evil. It only perpetuates to fulfill the grand design of the divine. The divine is all-powerful, but they don't get that. The same way they don't get that the devil works for God and is transformed into an angel of light at the given moment. So, be not deceived. I'm a little hoarse this evening, so I hope you'll please forgive me. My job is to hammer on these things every day, to be an annoyance and a pain, interrupting dream time and all those fascinating things we like to get up to keep reality at bay, because for some reason, reality is undesirable when it comes to short-term gains, shake-and-bake products, and instant gratification. I'm sorry I have to say the same things over and over. I try to look for variations on a theme. I try to paint that positive light, but sometimes it almost seems negative because of the false light of this world. You hang out in the world long enough, and the false light takes on the appearance of the true light, and that is when you get the blind leading the blind. It's all fairly simple, until it gets confused with personal will and personal desires that do not reflect the essential desire of the One. And that desire is, without question, in your best interest, and, well, all the rest of it is not. But we know better, and for so long as we do, we don't know anything. We only think we do, and that way lies problem after problem until death do you part. Well, I think we've come to the end of another broadcast, and why, I'll see you next week if there is one. In the meantime, may you find that true light, which contains the true guide, and which is the resonant and vibrating source of all intuition and wisdom. Once you've made that connection, you're home free, as you were always intended to be. That said, hail Lord Jesus Christ, La ilaha illallahu, Hare Krishna, greetings Lord Ganesha, Om Amitabha, much love Bahuala, aloha, and aru. Later, folks.
God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSync Radio Network of Stations.